Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into The Person You Mean to Be by Dr. Dolly Chu, a groundbreaking book that offers insights into the subconscious underpinnings of our thoughts and actions. Published in 2018, this book explores the concept of unconscious bias, the automatic and often incorrect assumptions we make about others based on their gender, race, sexual orientation, or class. Dr. Chu, a distinguished psychologist with a PhD in organizational behavior from Harvard University and a faculty member at New York University, uses her expertise in the study of unconscious biases to guide us through understanding these biases and employing strategies to overcome them. The Person You Mean to Be is more than just an academic exploration. It is a practical guide for anyone looking to navigate the complexities of societal prejudices with grace and awareness. Whether you are a student of human behavior and gender studies, someone who believes in the absence of personal prejudice, or simply someone aspiring to cultivate a more open-minded perspective, this book is tailored for you. Dr. Chu's comprehensive analysis, combined with her accessible writing style, makes this book an essential read for those seeking to understand the hidden forces that shape our views and interactions in a diverse world. Join us as we unpack the lessons and strategies from The Person You Mean to Be, and take a step closer to becoming the enlightened, bias-aware individuals we aspire to be. The Person You Mean to Be: How Good People Fight Bias. Introduction: Unlocking the Mind, Tackling Unconscious Bias for a Clearer View. Have you ever found yourself wrestling with thoughts on discrimination and equality, confidently believing you're on the right side of the debate? Here's something that might surprise you. Regardless of how progressive and open-minded you believe you are, you, like everyone else, carry unconscious biases. These biases are not a reflection of your conscious beliefs or values, but are deeply embedded in our minds due to our life experiences and upbringing. Dolly Chu, in her insightful exploration, taps into leading psychological research to decode the labyrinth of our mind's unconscious biases. She brings to light the often unsettling reality that even individuals who ardently stand against racism might harbor racist tendencies unknowingly. Imagine the vigilant anti-racist who, unbeknownst to them, nurtures bias just below their consciousness. What makes Chug's examination compelling is the beacon of hope it extends. The promise that through deeper self-awareness and understanding of others, we can begin to identify and rectify these hidden biases. The journey she proposes isn't just about self-improvement, it's about realigning our subconscious mind with our conscious values and beliefs. Throughout this exploration, Chug touches on poignant topics such as why Hollywood remains a battleground for true equality. She delves into the paradoxes of societal norms and how they contribute to the persistence of inequality, even in spaces that pride themselves on progressiveness. Another profound takeaway is the role of white allies in combating racism. Chu points out the uncomfortable truth that sometimes it takes a voice from within the community to highlight ingrained racist attitudes, revealing a complex web of social dynamics and the power of influence. Additionally, Chu challenges the well-intentioned but misguided notion of being colorblind. She argues that acknowledging and embracing racial differences, rather than pretending they don't exist, is a step forward in fostering genuine understanding and respect among diverse groups. Dolly Chu's narrative isn't just an eye-opener, it's a call to action, urging us to confront and challenge the unconscious biases lurking within us. By becoming more mindful of the subtleties of our thoughts and actions, we're not just working towards personal growth, but actively contributing to a more equitable society. Part 1: Embrace Learning, the Journey from a Fixed to a Growth Mindset. Imagine standing at a crossroad with two paths ahead, one leading down a familiar road and the other veering into the unknown. Which one would you take? If you find yourself gravitating towards the road less traveled, eager to embrace the unknown, you embody what is celebrated as a growth mindset. This concept, brilliantly exemplified by documentary filmmaker Perrin Chiles, heralds the virtue of venturing into new territories with an eagerness to learn and grow. In the early 2000s, Chiles embarked on a profound journey to unravel the complexities of autism for a documentary, despite his limited prior knowledge on the subject. His pursuit underscores the essence of a growth mindset, a belief in the potential for learning and development through perseverance and hard work. This mindset is not just about accepting challenges, it's about believing that one's abilities and intelligence can be developed over time. Contrast this with a fixed mindset, where individuals see their traits as static, unable to evolve. Picture someone convinced they're inherently bad at drawing, shying away from art classes with a firm belief in their unchangeability. But those who cultivate a growth mindset, like Chiles, understand that today's stick figures could be tomorrow's masterpieces, given time and determination. Chiles' exploration of autism brought to life Autism the Musical, a documentary that not only showcased his growth mindset, but also challenged societal prejudices and expanded our understanding of autism. His work is a testament to what's possible when we dare to learn and embrace differences. However, Hollywood often mirrors the rigidity of a fixed mindset, with its entrenched prejudices forming a narrow lens through which stories are told. An alien observer learning about humanity solely through Hollywood films might conclude that our world is predominantly populated by able-bodied, straight, white men, thereby erasing the rich tapestry of human diversity. A glaring discrepancy is seen in the representation within blockbuster films. Only a quarter of speaking roles go to women, and a dismal number of films feature black actors or are directed by women. This script underscores the challenges of dismantling ingrained prejudices, both in Hollywood and beyond. It points to the necessity of shifting from a fixed to a growth mindset, not just in our personal endeavors, but also in our collective storytelling. By doing so, we open ourselves to learning from and about the diverse experiences that shape our world, moving closer to a society that values growth, learning, and inclusivity above all. Part 2. The Unseen Influences: How We Unravel Our Hidden Prejudices. Unconscious bias, an echoing term in today's discussions around equality and discrimination, unveils how individuals, without intention, can harbor prejudiced views or enact discrimination unknowingly. The revelation that we can now quantitatively measure these biases has turned heads and sparked a pivotal shift towards self-awareness. Diving into the complexity of human cognition, consider this. Out of the staggering 11 million bits of information our brains process each second, a mere 40 receive our conscious attention. This leaves an overwhelming majority of our cognitive processing in the shadows, silently guiding our perceptions and actions. This shadowy realm is where unconscious biases, our brain's automatic associations built over time, reside. Imagine, for instance, the unfounded yet automatic link some might make between black individuals and weaponry. It's in these shadows that our unseen prejudices lie. Enter the Implicit Association Test, IAT, a groundbreaking tool crafted by Harvard psychologists Mahzarin Banerjee, Anthony Greenwald, and Brian Nosek. This online assessment pierces through the veil of consciousness to reveal the biases we carry unbeknownst to ourselves. Through rapid-fire questions that require immediate responses, thus bypassing the deliberative part of the brain, the AT uncovers how we instinctively align certain genders with careers or family roles, or how we might link specific racial identities with notions of safety or danger. The findings from those who have braved the IT have often been a wake-up call. Since its deployment in 2011, the test has seen a multitude of participants, many of whom pride themselves on their progressive views and advocacy for gender equality. Yet, the data paints a different picture. About 75% of test takers display a bias that pigeonholes women into traditional roles of nurturing and homemaking, while men are cast in the light of career and industry. Similarly, concerning racial biases, an astounding 85% of white American participants unconsciously associate black individuals with harmful objects or concepts, challenging their perceived impartiality. These revelations from the IAT denote a crucial crossroads in our journey towards understanding and overcoming personal biases. They highlight an uncomfortable truth. Many of us, despite our conscious beliefs and intentions, are guided by deeply ingrained, invisible prejudices. Recognizing the existence of these biases is the first step in a crucial process of reflection and growth, inviting us to confront these unseen influences and, hopefully, make meaningful strides towards not just self-improvement but societal change as well. Part 3, The Unseen Ladder, Navigating the Complexities of Privilege Recognition. Consider the landscape of your childhood, the challenges you navigated, the victories you celebrated. Now contextualize that within the broader socioeconomic canvas. For many white Americans, the starting point comes with inherent advantages: better access to education, health care, and a higher standard of living compared to their black counterparts. It's a stark reality, often overlooked in the personal narratives we construct about our trials and triumphs. In a revealing study by Stanford psychologists in 2015, a paradox emerged. When white Americans were prompted to reflect on their societal privilege, they paradoxically underscored the hardships of their upbringing even more. It's as if the lens through which they viewed their past was refracted at the mere mention of white privilege, highlighting personal struggles while the backdrop of inherent advantages faded into oblivion. This finding peels back a layer of the human psyche, revealing a reluctance to confront one's privilege head-on. There seems to be an underlying fear that to acknowledge privilege is to diminish one's own achievements, to reduce them to mere byproducts of an unearned advantage. This sentiment resonates beyond personal histories into the professional realm, where individuals with sizable salaries and comprehensive benefits are quick to emphasize the rigors of their roles when their workplace advantages are spotlighted. Interestingly, the narrative shifts when positivity is injected into the equation. The same Stanford study noted a significant change in attitude when participants were first invited to celebrate a past achievement or lauded for their performance on a test. Emboldened by this boost to their self-worth, they were more inclined to acknowledge their privileged upbringings without feeling that their personal accomplishments were being invalidated. This insight serves as a valuable compass in navigating discussions around privilege. It suggests that recognition often comes easier when not directly threatened, that people are more open to confronting their advantages when their achievements are simultaneously affirmed. So, if the goal is to foster a deeper understanding and acknowledgement of privilege, perhaps the key lies in coupling the conversation with recognition of individual effort and success. By leading with affirmation, we pave the way for more honest introspection and a fuller, more nuanced appreciation of the complex interplay of privilege and personal achievement. Part 4, The Subtle Echoes of Bias, A Journey Towards Awareness and Change. You've likely heard about unconscious biases, but pinpointing them in the fabric of everyday life can often feel like trying to catch a shadow. These hidden influences permeate our actions and interactions, shaping our world in ways we seldom recognize. Consider the narrative of Kimberly Davis, an African-American executive and acquaintance of the author. During a female executives' convention, Davis navigated a room clustered with socializing groups of white women. Despite her efforts, no group seemed to include her, a subtle yet poignant reminder of the biases that can lurk within even the most professional of settings. The women weren't necessarily excluding her on purpose. It was more likely they didn't perceive her as a fellow executive, betraying an unconscious bias towards what an executive should look like. Similarly revealing is the story of Joe Lentini, who grew up in the vicinity of the vibrant and diverse city of Detroit, yet found himself in a social circle that was exclusively white. It was only during his college years, upon forging a friendship with a black fraternity brother, that Lentin recognized the peculiar nature of his isolated experiences. This realization marked the beginning of a conscious effort to surpass the boundaries of his upbringing. As Lentin advanced in his career, his commitment to challenging his biases broadened. He embraced opportunities to immerse himself in diverse cultures through international travel, and as the owner of Dental Plans Company, took deliberate steps to ensure his business mirrored the diversity of the broader community. This included partnering with organizations serving transgender youth and engaging with his local U.S. Arab Chamber of Commerce. These anecdotes underline a critical message. Unconscious biases are not only pervasive and subtle, but they also require deliberate effort to overcome. Davis and Lentin exemplify how acknowledging our hidden prejudices is the first step towards fostering a more inclusive environment. This journey towards self-awareness and transformation urges us to not merely recognize our biases, but to actively rectify them, thereby reshaping our interactions and contributions to the world. Overcoming unconscious bias isn't about denying its existence, but about confronting it head-on, embracing change, and committing to a lifelong journey of learning, understanding, and growth. Part 5. Amplifying Change. The role of privilege in dismantling unconscious bias. Have you ever been in a situation where an insensitive comment or joke was made, and you found yourself second-guessing whether it was your place to intervene? It's a common scenario, but the truth is, those with societal privilege wield significant influence in these moments, more than they might realize. Christopher Owens, an African-American poet, once expressed his exhaustion over being repeatedly approached to tackle someone else's racist remarks. This highlights a widespread assumption. The responsibility of addressing racism falls exclusively on the shoulders of those it directly affects. However, studies suggest a different approach might be more effective. A notable research project in 2003, conducted by psychologists Alexander Chopp and Margot Monteith, unearthed a powerful insight. Responses to racial remarks were taken more seriously when voiced by white individuals, as opposed to people of color. The underlying reason? A deep-seated, unconscious bias that equates privilege with authority and influence. When privileged individuals speak out against racism, their voices carry an unexpected weight, challenging biases with their unexpected advocacy. This is particularly evident in professional settings. A 2016 study involving 350 North American executives evaluated their efforts in fostering team diversity. Oddly, the optics of these efforts skewed along racial and gender lines. White male executives tended to receive favorable evaluations for their diversity initiatives, regardless of the outcomes. Contrastingly, their female or minority counterparts faced more stringent scrutiny, even when promoting similar diversity goals. Moreover, white male leaders enjoy a peculiar latitude in their hiring choices, free from the apprehensive gaze that monitors the decisions of women and people of color. This disparity underscores a troubling reality. Even as some strive to enrich their organizations with diverse perspectives, they navigate a minefield of judgment for doing so. Given this landscape, it's clear that privileged individuals, particularly white males, occupy a unique position. They have the capacity to advocate for change and challenge racial biases without facing the repercussions that might beset their less privileged counterparts. This places upon their shoulders a profound duty to leverage their position not just for personal or professional gain, but as champions of diversity and inclusivity. Embracing this responsibility means recognizing and acting on the power of privilege. It entails not only speaking out against injustice, but also actively contributing to creating environments that celebrate and nurture diversity. As privileged allies, the capacity to effect meaningful change and dismantle the deeply ingrained biases that persist in our societies is vast. It's about time we wielded this power conscientiously in service of a more equitable world. Part 6. Awakening to Consciousness. The Slow Unfolding of Racial Identity. Awareness. Embarking on the journey of racial identity, consciousness is much akin to peeling layers off an onion, each layer representing deeper insights and sometimes tears shed over the stark confrontations with oneself. This journey doesn't happen overnight, and staunch ally of progressiveness Jody Picoult exemplifies this evolution poignantly. Picoult, an esteemed American author known for her compelling narratives, experienced a pivotal moment that reshaped her understanding of racism. Confronted by her son Kyle and his partner Kevin, she faced the reality that her white, privileged upbringing inevitably entailed unconscious biases, despite her self-identification as a progressive individual. This conversation was a turning point, driving her to further educate herself through anti-racism workshops, a decision that not only marked the beginning of her awakening but also inspired her 2016 novel, Small Great Things. Picoult's transformative journey underscores the three critical stages in the development of racial identity consciousness. The initial stage is one of denial, where the individual grapples with the acknowledgement of their ingrained prejudices and the systemic persistence of racism. It's a stage fraught with confrontation, as many find it challenging to admit to biases they're unconsciously nurturing. Transitioning to acceptance, the second stage, signifies a leap in understanding, one that involves actively striving to uncover and comprehend these biases. This phase is pivotal as it marks a conscious effort to dismantle previously held misconceptions. The third stage, deeper understanding, presents an advanced realization of the disparity in experiences between white individuals and people of color. It prompts a profound interrogation of one's racial identity and its impacts, paving the way for genuine empathy and solidarity. Navigating these stages requires facing uncomfortable truths and resisting the urge to leapfrog to convenient resolutions. A 2005 study by management scientists Christine Ehrich and Julie Irwin draws a stark parallel, illustrating how strong convictions can lead individuals to inadvertently overlook implications that contradict their beliefs, similar to how staunch opponents of child labor might neglect the origins of their purchases. Picoult's journey, therefore, serves as a critical lesson in patience and persistence in the face of unsettling revelations. It emphasizes the importance of sustained engagement with the complexities of racial identity and unconscious bias, rather than a retreat to the comfort of denial or superficial acceptance. In the end, achieving a deeper understanding and consciousness around racial identity doesn't just enrich our personal development. It's integral to forging genuine connections and making a meaningful impact in the fight against systemic racism. Part 7. Seeing Clearly: The Missteps of Colorblindness and Categorization. Amidst conversations on racial equality, you might have heard individuals assert their perception of being colorblind, claiming to see people without regard to their race. While superficially, this stance might seem commendable, it sidesteps a crucial dialogue and understanding of racial experiences. A revealing study by Harvard University researchers Evan Apfelbaum and Michael Norton in 2008 shed light on the implications of adopting a colorblind approach. In their experiment, participants were paired off, with some pairs consisting of both a black and a white participant. Each pair was tasked with identifying a face from a selection, using questions to narrow down their choices. Remarkably, in pairs involving different races, white participants often refrained from directly addressing race, with just 21% inquiring whether the selected face was that of a black or white person, in stark contrast to the 51% in white pairs who didn't hesitate to ask the same question. This avoidance, rather than being perceived as considerate, was interpreted by black participants as a form of latent racism. This study illustrates not only the futility of pretending to be colorblind, but also the counterproductive message it conveys. By ignoring race, we disregard the rich tapestry of experiences and the systemic injustices that people of color face, inadvertently perpetuating ignorance and inequality. Moreover, the act of categorizing individuals based on racial stereotypes, whether seemingly positive or not, further complicates the discourse. Attributing traits like hard work and academic success to an entire racial group, such as Asians, might appear as a form of praise. However, these stereotypes can have real-world consequences that undermine individuality and perpetuate inequality. An Asian American seeking financial aid or employment in a field that defies these stereotypes might find himself at a disadvantage, not because of their qualifications, but because of preconceived notions held by decision makers. These revelations underscore a critical misstep in our approach to race relations. While the intention behind being colorblind or resorting to positive categorization might stem from a desire to express solidarity or admiration, they sidestep the nuances of individual experiences and the realities of racial diversity. True progress lies not in erasing or glossing over racial differences, but in acknowledging and embracing them. Recognizing the unique challenges faced by individuals because of their race, and actively working to dismantle the systemic barriers they represent. This approach not only fosters a more inclusive and understanding society, but also champions the individuality and worth of every person beyond the confines of racial categorization. Part 8, Creating Spaces of Equality, the Art of Listening and Acknowledging in Companies. In today's fast-paced world, where distractions are but a notification away, truly listening to someone has become a rare commodity. This challenge is exacerbated in the corporate realm, where inclusivity is not just a buzzword but a necessity for fostering creativity and innovation. Herein lies the importance of giving space to all voices, especially those that are often sidelined. Consider an intriguing experiment conducted back in 2006 as part of a PhD research project on unconscious bias. The experiment took place on the bustling streets of Boston, where passersby were asked to estimate the number of jelly beans in a jar. To aid their guesses, recordings of advice from individuals with distinctly white, black, or Latino voices were played. The findings were as telling as they were predictable. The advice of the white male voice was predominantly favored, while the others were largely disregarded. This simple yet effective study underscores the pervasive nature of unconscious bias that can seep into our professional environments, potentially silencing minority voices. The challenge does not end at just listening. Providing equitable recognition is equally vital. A study from the University of Washington in 1979 by psychologists Michael Ross and Fior Sicoli provided insight into human behavior within group projects. Participants were found to inflate their own contributions while underselling the efforts of their peers. When applied to the workplace, especially within the context of unconscious biases, it becomes apparent that minority voices not only struggle to be heard, but also to be appropriately credited for their work. The implications for companies striving for inclusivity are profound. It necessitates a deliberate effort to ensure that all voices are heard, not just those that unconsciously resonate more due to societal biases. It's about breaking the cycle of listening preferences and giving equal weight to the diverse insights that each individual brings to the table. Moreover, it calls for a transparent and fair acknowledgement of contributions, particularly in collaborative endeavors. Recognizing the input of all team members, irrespective of their background, is essential in building a culture that values and promotes diversity. Inclusion is not just about having diverse representations, but about ensuring that these voices are actively incorporated into decision-making processes and acknowledged for their contributions. As we move forward, let us commit to being more present, to listening without prejudice, and to sharing credit with honesty and integrity. These actions will pave the way for more inclusive and equitable corporate cultures, where every participant feels valued and heard. Final summary. The exploration of unconscious biases unravels an uncomfortable truth that many of us prefer to overlook. Deep-seated prejudices lie within us, subtly influencing our perspectives and actions towards others, especially people of color. Despite our self-assured proclamations of impartiality, research starkly highlights a general inclination to harbor negative biases and, intriguingly, a disposition to prioritize white male voices over others. But there's a silver lining, a pathway to heightened awareness, and a deeper understanding of our own biases. The journey necessitates a genuine willingness to immerse ourselves in experiences beyond our own, to confront uncomfortable truths head-on, and to continuously challenge the automatic assumptions rooted deep within our psyche. By embarking on this path, we're not only acknowledging the existence of these biases, but also taking a crucial step towards dismantling them. This process isn't fleeting. It requires steadfast dedication, an openness to learn, and a commitment to see the world through a wider, more inclusive lens. Ultimately, understanding unconscious bias is more than an exercise in self-improvement. It's about creating a more equitable society where every voice is heard, every perspective considered, and every individual valued. Let's commit to this journey together, with open hearts and minds, ready to transform our subconscious shadows into beacons of awareness and empathy. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.